Will your Holy Spirit help us that as we think about remembering others and remembering the heroes of the faith, we may be encouraged and inspired. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am told that there is a university at Cambridge and that you have to be very clever to go there. But sadly, sometimes clever people can be rather silly. And I have to read you something that was in the paper not so very long ago. Last week, Cambridge University Students' Union voted against a motion to promote Remembrance Sunday, criticizing the glorification of war. And that's about as silly as saying that the Nobel Prize for Medicine glorifies disease. We're not celebrating war. What we're doing today is not praising or glorifying war, but remembering and honoring those who showed courage, many of whom died or were injured, fighting to defend what is right and standing up against the forces of evil. And we're going to think about heroes, ordinary people who did extraordinary things. And to get us going, we're going to have a little quiz. And I'm going to have put up on the screen, one after the other, six sayings that have the word hero or heroes in them. And one of them is so hard that Barbara thinks only Campbell will get it. So please prove Barbara wrong. So what comes up is a gap. Now, who's going to be the first person who is going to put their hand up and tell me what that quotation is? Yes. Help for heroes. One hero for you. What's the next one? Somebody's whispering to somebody there. I have got the odd eye. A land fit for heroes. It was said by Lord George, who was Prime Minister in the First War, and that was what he was hoping, that this land would be for those who came back. Sadly, it didn't quite work out like that. Who was the lad who gave the answer? What's the next one? Any film buffs here? The heroes of Telemark. Where was Telemark? Oh, I can't throw it all over there. Right. Brave people who scaled mountain heights in order to get information that could lead to the destruction of dangerous weapons. And the next one? Ah, this is the one that Barbara thought only Campbell would get. Anybody got any ideas? Hands up, anyone who's got an idea? Yes, over there. David?
No man is a hero to his valet.
Right. Who knows what a valet is? A man's man. Who is the most famous valet on the television? Jeeves. Who said Jeeves? Right. Next one. From hero to zero. Well done. That happens when people get really put up and then they do something silly and wrong and they go crashing down. One more. Anyone ideas? This is the clever corner. Yes. And who is going to tell me where that comes? It's Handel. Well done. It's from one of Handel's oratorios called Judah. But in fact, and I had to look this up, it was something that he'd found, a quotation that some very obscure, unknown poet had written before. So that's our quiz about heroes. Where's Campbell? That's for not shouting out and showing them all. Right. I've met lots of heroes. I can't go back to talk really about people who served in the First World War. But when I was chaplain to the hospice, in a period of 3 months, I took the funerals of three gentlemen who had served on the Arctic convoys. None of them was older than 21 when they did so. They were in the Merchant Navy, and the Arctic convoys were the ships taking supplies to what were then our Russian allies, and the temperature was so cold that I can't even begin to imagine it. If you went on deck and you had a beard, your beard froze. If you touched any of the railings without gloves, your hands stuck to it and your skin came off as you tried to take them away. It was that cold. And what made them heroes to me was that I only found out by chance that this is what they had done. They had come back home and they had picked up where they'd left off. One had worked for the steel industry, one had worked on the tugboats on the river, and the third had joined the police, but then he had subsequently become a social worker and was my boss. And I did not know until he died and his family asked me to take his funeral that as a young man of 19 he had served on the Arctic convoys. These are the real heroes. They're the people who we remember, who were an example, an encouragement, and an inspiration. They showed us what could be done and encouraged us to believe that in similar circumstances we could do the same. And the Bible encourages us to add something else to the picture, to see the heroes finding that special strength from God. So instead of saying, if they could do it, I can, we should say, if God could help them to do it, God could help us to do it. If we need courage and strength beyond ourselves, we find it through God's Holy Spirit, and we are encouraged by looking back to those who in the past allowed God to work in their lives. And the short passage which Sheila read as our lesson followed a long list in the previous chapter in the book of Hebrews, a long list of the heroes of the Old Testament, some are named, some not, who did wonderfully brave things because they trusted in God. And then where Sheila started to read from us, we're told, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance, that's keeping going, the race that is set before us. We don't know what challenges life is going to throw at us, but we will be heroes if we learn from the example of others and especially fix our eyes upon Jesus, on whom faith depends from start to finish, because he supremely is the one to be trusted. And so we remember with thanks all who've gone before us for the example they set us, and how those who trusted in God encourage and inspire us. We don't worship them, we give thanks for them, and we worship the God who gave them courage and helped them to keep going. Because often just to keep going requires as much, if not more, courage than a single act of bravery. And I have met many, many people who would not consider themselves heroes, but actually are, because they have kept going in difficult situations, because they trusted in God, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.